This is the Chicago Bears 2026 season preview, and it opens with a strange piece of arithmetic. The team that just won the NFC North is priced third to win it again. Chicago went 11-6 in Ben Johnson's first year, took the division and the 2 seed, and won a playoff game in the wildest way possible, down 21-3 to Green Bay at halftime, then 28 second-half points to win 31-27, the franchise's only playoff win in our 10-year data. A week later, the season ended in overtime, 20-17 to the Rams. The market's response? A win total the books can't even agree on. 8.5 at one shop, 9.5 at another. Third choice in the division behind Detroit and Green Bay, and a schedule graded the hardest in football. This episode is about the gap between a regression model and a fire sale, because our own math says the record comes down. It just doesn't say what the price says. Start with what was real. The offense? Mostly. 8th in expected points per play, 4th in rush efficiency, 9th in scoring with 441 points, and an offensive line that allowed the third fewest sacks in football, 24 all season. The run game was a two-man committee that worked, DeAndre Swift at 1,087 yards and rookie Kyle Monengai adding 783 more. And the rookie who changed the passing game arrived at tight end. Colston Loveland led the team in receiving, 58 catches, 713 yards, 6 scores. And the charting says it was real, not volume. Among tight ends, he ranked 2nd in average target depth and 8th in separation. A rookie tight end who gets deep and gets open led a division winner in receiving. That's the Ben Johnson fingerprint. The defense is the honest asterisk, 19th in expected points allowed, 24th in sacks. It got by on the ball, 33 takeaways, the most in the NFL. And that's exactly where the luck conversation starts. Because here's the ledger, and Chicago's is the loudest in the conference. The Bears beat their point differential expectation by about 2 wins, past the line where the 10-year tax kicks in, where teams dropped nearly 3 wins the next season and only 17% improved. And the turnover margin was plus 22, the best in football, built from both directions, most takeaways in the league, and the fewest giveaways, 11, all season. Our stickiness data grades turnover margin as mostly noise year over year. Top 5 margins historically gave most of it back, costing about a win and a half on their own. 2 flags, both firing. The honest counterweight, the 1-score record, 7-4, sits below the 65% line where the harshest rule kicks in. This was not a Denver-style coin flip season. And 11 giveaways isn't all luck. Caleb Williams threw 7 interceptions on 568 attempts. Some of that repeats, most of the margin doesn't. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse. Chicago's defense was one of the most man-heavy in football. 41.7% man coverage, 3rd most, with the 4th highest rate of cover 1. Man is the boom-bust call. Our league data says it wins the completion battle and loses big when it loses. And a man-heavy shell with a modest pass rush is how you end up 19th in efficiency with 33 takeaways, swings, both directions. On offense, the fingerprint is run-leaning, pass rate over expected about 3 points under, 22nd, wrapped around a quarterback who held the ball longer than anyone in football, 3.05 seconds on average. Now the continuity check, and it's the cleanest in the division. Ben Johnson keeps calling the plays. And after coordinator Declan Doyle left for Baltimore, the promotion of Press Taylor was built explicitly to change nothing. Dennis Allen returns, and with him, the entire defensive staff. Both 2025 play callers call again in 2026. In our 10-year data, identity is the stickiest thing a team owns. Chicago kept all of it. What changed is the roster around that identity, and the ledger tilts out. Gone. DJ Moore, traded to Buffalo in April for a 2nd-round pick after a career-low 50-catch season. Tremaine Edmonds to the Giants, Kevin Byard to New England, and center Drew Dahlman, who retired in March at 27. A genuine shock that forced 2 responses, a trade for Garrett Bradbury and a 2nd-round pick on Iowa's Logan Jones. In, safety Kobe Bryant on 3 years, linebacker Devin Bush, who was found not guilty in December of the assault charges from his Cleveland stint, and Oregon safety Dylan Thienemann at pick 25, the value pick of the draft per the grade roundups. But the injury that shapes the season happened in January. Left tackle Ozzie Trapillo tore his patellar tendon in the playoff win over Green Bay and is expected to miss most of 2026. The line that allowed the 3rd fewest sacks in football will start the year without its left tackle, sorting between Braxton Jones, Theo Benedet, and Jedrick Wills. For an offense whose quarterback holds the ball 3 seconds a snap, that is not a small footnote. That's the thesis risk in one position group. So the 2026 question, what do you do with a quarterback whose numbers refuse to agree with each other? Caleb Williams was the least accurate qualifying quarterback in football last season, completion percentage over expected of nearly -7, dead last of 36 qualifiers, and it wasn't a deep ball artifact. On layup throws, the easy stuff, he completed 71% where the model expected more. That's the number his critics own, and he's spent the offseason publicly vowing to fix it. Now the other column, 11th in adjusted net yards per attempt, 7 picks all year, 4th best efficiency in the league under pressure, 6th against the blitz, 5th in the fourth quarter, and 7th of the 14 qualified deep ball throwers. Inaccurate, unbothered, and hard to punish. Our 2025 data has no other profile quite like it. The stable, repeatable core ranks 10th, which says 2025 was no fluke, while the accuracy number says the ceiling hasn't been touched. The mainstream take is that the completion percentage caps him. The data's take is sharper. He was a top-half quarterback while missing layups. Fix even half of that, and the regression tax gets paid from a bigger pile. Fantasy names to know. Scored half PPR. Loveland is the third tight end off boards at pick 35, and the rookie receipts, team-leading yardage, second-deepest target depth at the position, support paying for year two. Luther Burden at WR21 is the target vacuum bet. 47 catches for 652 on just 60 targets, with DJ Moore's 85 targets now gone. Swift at RB23 and Monangai at RB33 split one very good run game. Swift owns the yards and the better efficiency over expected rank, and the committee caps both. Rome Odunze at WR28 is priced on the 44 for 661 in 12 games flash. And Caleb at QB6 is a bet that the fourth quarter, anti-blitz, 7-interception profile keeps scoring while the accuracy catches up. The verdict. Our model agrees with the direction of the fade. 2 regression flags, historically worth 2 to 3 wins, say 11-6 becomes something like 9 or 10. Here's where we get off. The market prices that regression as a collapse, 3rd in the division, behind a Green Bay team our ledger grades cleaner but not better. A team with a top 8 offense, the division's cleanest coaching continuity, and a quarterback whose floor was 11th in the league at his least accurate. That team's tax gets paid out of depth, not out of contention. Call it 9 to 11 wins and a genuine 3-way division race. Priced like a fluke. Built like a champion with a bill due. Follow the Chicago Bears feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Bears preview. Every number verified.